Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So today's gospel reading has Peter's famous profession of faith. Right? When Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." So Peter gave the right answer. We all know that. This is one of those lines in this passage that gets highlighted. That and Jesus' line of, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." But pulling those two lines out of context here, though important as they are, really misses what's going on here. This is not about putting the correct answer on some homework paper and then getting a gold star from Jesus for it. So what's really going on here? Well, let's start with where this conversation takes place. Go back to verse 13. It's really easy to skip over. "And when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?'" Now, many times when we hear about geography in the Bible, we just skip over it. We don't know that location or why it's important. It just doesn't matter to us. So that's part of what makes this passage just float in the air sometimes. But this place is important. It sets the stage for this question. Caesarea Philippi was an important Roman city. It was built by Philip, son of Herod, to honor Caesar Augustus. So it's basically Philip's Caesarville, Caesarea Philippi. So here, people knew that Caesar was in charge. You could see it everywhere you looked. This was his empire. And he was even worshipped there alongside of the Roman gods. So with Roman culture all around them, Jesus asks, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Think about what that would look like in our day. We could compare it to, say, Washington, D.C. Right? Who do people say Jesus is when the White House and Capitol Hill are in the background? We could compare it to New York City. Who do people say Jesus is when extreme wealth and extreme poverty are in the background? We could compare it to Las Vegas. Who do people say Jesus is when Sin City is in the background? Context makes a difference. And all of those contexts I just mentioned are worth thinking about. But I want us to think of a more personal context. Think about our world now in the midst of this pandemic. For 5 months, we've been living with COVID-19. We've been living with social distancing and masks. We've been living with businesses closing and people losing their jobs. We've been living with more online activities and less hugs and kisses. This is our world now. This is the setting of our lives. So it is here that Jesus asks us, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Now it becomes a little trickier, doesn't it? Yes, we know the right answer we're supposed to say. We're supposed to copy Peter's homework and say, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Of course that's true, but I wonder how often we think the life of faith is just about giving the right answers on some test. Right, for example, maybe we think that when we die, there will be an entrance exam at those pearly gates. And Peter, the very same Peter who gets the answer here, will be the proctor. He'll look over our papers and then decide if we knew enough or we were good enough or we did enough to let us in. Well, of course, I hope that right now your Lutheran red flags are waving because we know that we can't earn our way in. Our salvation is not up to us. It's God's free gift given to us in Jesus Christ. But then again, is that just an answer that we know we're supposed to say? What happens when the culture around us tells us otherwise? What about when those disciples were standing in Caesarea Philippi with all of the trappings of the Roman Empire? What about us, when our world has changed, when our schedules are mixed up, when we're struggling with depression and anxiety and stress? What about when we think life is just about being a good person and being nice to others? Isn't that why a lot of people have given up on faith? Because they think the answers they're supposed to say don't really match with their lived experience? All right, for the disciples, their lived experience was a world in which Rome had taken over. And many people were looking for a Messiah who was going to kick out the Romans and give the people their lives back. For us today, our lived experience is a world in which COVID-19 has taken over. And many people are looking for scientists who will develop a vaccine that will kick out the virus and give us our lives back. So does that mean we're placing more trust in scientists than we do in Jesus? Not to say that God doesn't work through scientists, because God can. But do our words and our thoughts and our actions today still center around Jesus? Or are they focused on other things right now? Do we still trust Jesus? Or do we say we're just trying to make it from one day to the next? In some cases, people have even turned to conspiracy theories and anonymous sources online to try to make sense of their world. They think that's where they can find stability and answers. But really, is that where our allegiance should really lie? When Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" The disciples answered, "Well, some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Now, were they really telling him what they had heard other people say? Or were they masking their own thoughts? Maybe it was similar to when we use the phrase, "Oh, people are saying that." Or, "I have a friend who..." When really the people is you and the friend is you. Hiding behind those phrases, the disciples wouldn't have to take responsibility if what they said was wrong. So today, when Jesus asks the question, maybe we would answer, "Well, some people say you're a good teacher. Others think you're irrelevant. Some people think you never existed in the first place." Is that what other people think? Or is that secretly what we sometimes think? We know the answer we're supposed to say, but what do we really think of Jesus deep down inside of us? That's why Jesus asked the disciples point blank, "But who do you say that I am?" He wouldn't let them hide behind what people are saying anymore. And notice that all of the other disciples remain quiet. Maybe they didn't want to say what they really thought. But of course, then Peter gives the right answer. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." But notice something about his answer, though. Verse 17. "And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven.'" If Peter learned something by flesh and blood, it would mean he learned it by his senses or from other people. Today, with our senses, we're learning that our world is a mess. With our eyes, we read our social media feeds and see anger and frustration and conspiracy theories. With our ears, we listen to the news and hear story after story about anxiety and politics and racism and a whole host of other problems. With our hands, we feel the lack of human contact and wonder when we'll get to hug loved ones again. Through our senses, we are experiencing that this world is overrun by COVID-19. Or through our senses, we listen to Peter's answer and just copy what he said, because we know that's what we're supposed to say. But Jesus, though, said that Peter did not get his answer from his senses, but from, quote, "my Father in heaven." Peter was not just writing down the correct answer on some test. He was not copying someone else's homework. He was making a bold confession of faith. He was saying that even with Rome in the background, even with real occupation, even with foreign boots marching on sacred soil, Jesus is still the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's a radical statement. How many of us would say the same thing? How many of us would say that we still trust Jesus even in the face of this virus? How many of us would say that we still see him to be the Son of the living God when everyone is wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart? How many of us would declare our allegiance to Jesus when lots of different people are giving lots of different views about the state of the world right now? Perhaps some of us would be bold and declare our faith in him, and that's great. But before we start feeling too proud of ourselves, let's go on to what else Jesus says. "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." Throughout the history of the church, some people have thought that this rock on which the church is built is Peter himself. Peter's name even means rock. This is the history of the Pope and the, quote, seat of Peter in Rome. However, for others, like us Lutherans, we understand that this rock is not Peter, but his confession. The rock on which the church is built is the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. All right, Peter is not perfect. And we will hear more about that next week in the scene that follows this one. In the same way, we aren't perfect either. We may be willing to trust Jesus at times, but other times, not so much. Other times we doubt him, or we want him to act according to our plans, or we think he's irrelevant and just worthy of some lip service. But the promise here, the good news here, is that no matter what the world around us is like, no matter who we are, no matter what time period we live in, no matter how we're feeling, Jesus is still the Messiah. The church is still built on him. And not even the gates of Hades can prevail against that. So yes, life is different right now. Yes, we are all learning how to adjust. Yes, we wonder when this will all be over. But even when COVID-19 takes over the world, even when Rome takes over the world of the disciples, even when this is not how we thought life would go, Jesus is still the Messiah. No virus, no empire, no confusion, no conspiracy, no lack of faith, and not even death itself can stop Jesus. And nothing can stop the church from proclaiming him. So yes, there are some famous lines in this passage, but we need to keep them in context to see how rich and powerful they really are, both the original context and our context today. In our ever-changing world, only Jesus is our one foundation, back then and right now. So in the name of the one who is our rock, Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.